All right, so let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is July 2nd, and we're trying to do this in 15 minutes or less so that you know what's going on. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Good, good. How are you doing, Marcus?
Some days there is not much going on, and some days it's just crazy, like today. I mean, let's jump right in. So today, the big focus was the jobs report. So going into the jobs report yesterday, all three major indices were ticking higher. So the Dow was up 0.4%, the S&P was up 1.5%, the Nasdaq pretty much unchanged, but we were drifting higher into the jobs report. And then this morning, the jobs report was released. Let's take a look at this. So what did you
Yeah.
see here?
Jobs increasing, more jobs added than expected. So non-farm employment added 150,000 jobs versus 725,000 expected. And this is up from last month's 559,000. So a nice jump there. Now, average hourly earnings came in as expected, 0.3%. The interesting thing is that the unemployment rate ticked higher. So it was expected to come out at 5.6%. Last month it was at 5.8%, and this, or sorry, the previous month it was at 5.8%, but in June it ticked higher at 5.9%.
Before we talk more about this, let's actually take a look and see what how the markets reacted to this. So I'm going to a 5-minute chart of the S&P. And here we go. Futures market just say, yippee-yay, up and away here this morning. So why is that?
Traders liking jobs and
So here's what I think, Mark, because I think this is the big deal today. I mean, this is good that we added more jobs. Unemployment ticking higher, that's okay. But I think today the big focus was on the average hourly earnings because we know that labor is often the top cost in companies, right? And spikes in payroll expenses could mean broader inflation. So it means that costs are going up, that prices are going up, and therefore inflation. So these are a little bit from behind, but since we are still worried about inflation, I think this was the biggie here this morning. And as it came in line with expectations, because we heard yesterday, and we talked about it, Southwest Airlines is paying their flight crews twice as much money, double pay, so that they come to work. Recently, I told you I went to a restaurant on Father's Day, and they said starting wage is $17 an hour. I think for a restaurant, that's pretty high, especially in Austin. I mean, it might be different here in California. And that's what traders were concerned about. If this goes out of hand, then this might be bad. But this is where this morning, I mean, more jobs. This looks good. yeah, job costs, labor costs are in line. And so, why not? Moving higher here, it seems.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And the most notable job gains came in the hospitality and leisure industry. So behind that, public and private education, and then professional and business services and retail following that. So again, a big push in hospitality and leisure overall.
All right. Shall we look at a few stocks? See what's moving hard to this morning?
Yeah, you want to start with the Space billionaires.
Yes. So talking about jobs being added, maybe there are more jobs being added in space flight. So SBCE, Virgin Galactic, Richard Branson's company that flies into space is up this morning 23% to a whopping $53. So what's happening?
Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos have this mini, US versus the USSR race to the moon going on, this time the race to space. Originally, Blue Origin was supposed to get Jeff Bezos there first, but it was just announced that Richard Branson, he plans to be on the next test flight for SPCE, and he is going to be on the June, or sorry, July 11th space
All
flight,
right.
which will beat Bezos by 9 days.
Okay, so first of all, that is big news. And the other one is because he has been super quiet, whether he will be on board or not. And you see, that's where I think if the founder and majority shareholder of the company, because I believe that he is not on board of this flight, what does it mean about his confidence that this will be a successful flight, right? I mean, Bezos said right away, oh my gosh, yeah, I'm in. I'm on the first flight that we are launching into space. And Branson was like, maybe, I'll keep you posted, right? This is where I would say, okay, it seems that Bezos definitely has a little bit more faith in his space operation here than Branson. But I think this is what exciting everybody, not only that it now has a firm date, which is in a few days from now, but also that Branson decided to jump on and a vote of confidence. Okay, everything will be just fine.
Yeah, because you know Branson's a thrill seeker. And so if he's not on one of those early flights, that could be a concern. I did see that there are 600 customer reservations on the books. Woo! And most of those tickets were sold at $200,000 to $250,000 a pop. You know, going over the last couple of years, but another 400 people have expressed interest. Oh, so they have a decent schedule lined up.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about IPOs. This week was a pretty big week for IPOs. So yesterday we had Krispy Kreme going public under the ticker DNUT. So let's talk about this for a moment, Mark.
Yeah, it looks like investors were ready to jump on board Krispy Kreme for the second time. And it IPO'd about $14, but jumped much higher, opened higher, finished at $21. So that was closer to the original IPO pricing that people expected. Right. But strong start for Krispy Kreme.
All right. Well, this morning pulling down a little bit, 5% down. But yeah, after this strong start, it will be okay. So anyhow, did you hear the news about Didi?
Yeah, that's interesting. This one IPO'd 2 days ago, and so it had a bit of a bounce yesterday and did well. But then I saw that China announced a cybersecurity review, and during this review, new users will not be able to register for Didi's ride service. So that put a little delay on new users being added. And so right now, pre-market, it's down a bit.
Yeah, if you haven't been following us, so Didi is the Uber of China, and we talked about it. They bought Uber in China. And talk about timing. Really?
Yeah.
China, yeah. Really, they wait until they go public, and then 2 days, well, the day after they go public, they say, you know what, why don't we launch an investigation? And while we do this, you cannot accept any more users. I mean, now they have this great publicity. Now everybody wants it, and then no. So, come on, gosh.
Yeah, interesting timing for sure.
What have they done? Okay, anyhow, so more IPO news. Did you see what else came out this morning?
Robinhood.
So Robinhood has been talking about going public for the past few, what, years, I guess? And now they finally said they finally filed their IPO. And it's really interesting because it will be valued at around $40 billion. Did you see the numbers there?
Yeah, not a bad start. It will trade under the ticker HOOD, H-O-O-D. And yeah, I mean, they're ready.
Yeah,
they've disrupted the markets before, and let's see what their IPO does.
It's also interesting because they said, okay, 35% of the IPO shares will be allocated to retail investors, because they launched a program just recently that retail investors can be part of an IPO. And this is disrupting the industry. Never, ever has that happened before, because before this, you had to be Goldman Sachs or have a high net worth to be part of an IPO. But they said 35, a third of the shares will be allocated to this. But I mean, they are definitely a controversial company, right? So recently they just got slapped with a record fine. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, by FINRA. Yeah, that was for a variety of reasons. And do you have the breakdown exactly what it was for?
And it's the largest fine ever that FINRA handed out, 70 million. I mean, if you look at a valuation of 40 billion, I mean, 70 million is basically what they're spending on stamps, right? It was about restricting trading during the meme freeze that they did back in January. You know, in January, this is where they suddenly restricted trading on the meme stocks and angered a lot of investors. And this is where FINRA said, that wasn't right. So you got to pay a fine there. And they also improperly approved some customers for options trading that had no business trading options and lost a lot of money here. So, anyhow.
Yeah, and I think a third thing was outages where they were really lacking support and people lost money. That kind of goes along with some of the meme trading, but it sounded like those three things were really the catalyst for the fine.
Yeah, and again, just to put the fine in perspective, thus far this year, they have lost $1.4 billion this year. So, I mean, that is $1,400 million, right? So the 70 million is just a rounding error, basically, in there with the fine. So that really hasn't hurt them. But yeah, I mean, they are obviously on a tear. I mean, revenue in the quarter has jumped 309% year over year. So tripled. Tripled. I also saw the breakdown of revenue because this is where the IPO file. I mean, IPO filings are good because this is where we get some more information about
Yeah.
the company here. So, interestingly enough, on Robinhood, 38% of the revenue comes from options trading, and then we have 25%, which is stocks. And then 17% crypto.
Interesting.
Not too surprised here. This doesn't add up to 100%.
No, not quite. There's 17% missing. That's the hidden part that they don't want you
Okay,
to
some secret trading.
know about.
These are the numbers that I saw. Maybe I got a little bit wrong, but I'm not surprised that the majority is coming from options trading and crypto trading because this is where you can actually really take an account to the next level, especially with options trading. We do this quite a lot. I don't think that the Robinhood users are trading options the same way as we do, but that did not surprise me also that 17% of them are trading cryptos here.
Yeah, actually the 17% is a little bit of a surprise to me just because I think that was recently added, but still interesting numbers,
That's a
interesting
lot.
breakdown.
All right. Hey, we have a master class that we have to teach right now on the PowerX Optimizer. So we got to jump in there. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll post a few video links here up there. Have a great long weekend. Keep in mind, on Monday, the markets are closed here in the United States in observance of Independence Day, which is on Sunday. But since we love our holidays, we'll take a day off on Monday. So markets are closed. Enjoy the long weekend.
Happy trading, everybody. Happy 4th of July.